From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Friday, January 2nd. A man was fatally shot in downtown Chico on New Year's Day. The Chico Police Department says the shooting happened just before 2 o'clock in the morning on the 300 block of Broadway. The victim was identified as 30-year-old Sean Ray Allen Jr. He was taken to a hospital but died from his injuries the same day. The circumstances surrounding the shooting weren't immediately clear, and no arrests or suspects were announced. Police say they believe the shooting was an isolated incident, and their investigation is ongoing. The North States chapter of the American Red Cross is opening a three-day multi-agency resource center for those affected by recent flooding in Shasta County. Red Cross spokesperson Steve Walsh says bringing agencies together in one place gives people an easier way to take their next steps as they work to recover from the floods.
But it's essentially a way for anybody to shop for help, essentially. And if you're not really sure what to ask for, it'll be clear once you come inside what everybody is able to provide.
Along with the Red Cross, other emergency response teams and disaster relief organizations will be on hand. There will also be volunteers to assist visitors with medical and mental health needs. The center is located at the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services Building in Reading. It will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. today through Sunday. The growing number of energy-hungry artificial intelligence data centers is increasing demand on California's electrical grid. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports that could drive up costs for regular ratepayers.
Legislative efforts to address this problem last year mostly failed. CalMatters reports initiatives to regulate the energy usage of data centers were frustrated by big tech, business groups, and Governor Gavin Newsom. That's the problem because higher demand for electricity could inflate bills for regular ratepayers, unless tech companies are required to pick up more of the bill. A recent study by the Pew Research Center shows AI power usage is expected to more than double by 2030. Add the burden of more electric vehicles and efforts to switch from carbon-based to renewable energy, and California's grid could be overwhelmed. One law was passed in 2025. It requires regulators to come back with a report on the problem in 2027. For NSBR News, I'm Ken DeBall.
Siskiyou County Sheriff's deputies will now need to follow new rules to prevent race-based stops and harassment, according to reporting by KRCR. Some of the new policy's rules include keeping body cameras on, providing interpreters for non-English speakers, and prohibiting officers from pulling over drivers just for being in high-crime areas. The county is paying an auditor to independently oversee compliance. This month, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife will use helicopters to capture deer, elk, and wolves, and fit them with GPS collars. The goal is to understand species distribution, habitat use, and migration patterns. The agency says it will share wolf location information with cattle and sheep ranchers so they can take steps to protect their animals. The work will take place across far northern California. Deer and elk will be captured in Humboldt, Siskiyou, and Tehama counties, among others. Wolf captures will focus on Siskiyou, Lassen, and Tehama counties. The GPS collars are expected to transmit data for up to 3 years. And those were your headlines for Friday, January 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.